We're disappointed. I think it's an opportunity missed for us, obviously. It's probably too many tonight. We're just off their game from how they have been, and that was disappointing.
Yeah, giving the ball away at wrong times. I suppose really the most disappointing factor was the manner in which they conceded the goals.
Yeah, that's what I say. You know, I mean, we just looked sloppy at times. I mean, we've created chances again. We thought there was nothing wrong with the goal late on by Nick Wright. But, some of the decisions that you have to live with. But in saying that, I thought Luton played some very good football, and you know, bad finishing and good goalkeeping from Dean Lynas. They could have perhaps made it more comfortable, but in saying that, I just felt that we just handed them some goals opportunities tonight, and I think the one just before half time was a bad one for us to concede.
Yeah, you talk about the Nick Wright goals. So often things change, don't they? On that, from our position, the flick on, we thought Wright had come from behind the man.
Well, that's what it looked like to us. So, but there you go. It's been given offside, and you just have to. Nothing. What I say to you now will change that. So we just got to get on with it.
Steve, it's always. Yes, were you surprised? Yes, many people were saying that the Luton weren't going to put a strong side out. They were saying that they weren't interested in the FA Trophy, whether or not it was kidology. But yeah, so you look at the strength and depth that Luton have, and Harry has more than matched them tonight.
No, I'm not really concerned about what Luton say and what they want to do. I looked at the team sheet, and it's a side that all the lads in there have played in the conference. So, but their priority for them is what they do. I'm more interested in Kidderminster Harriers, and our priority is to try and win every game we play. And this game was treated with the utmost respect, like any game is here. So I'm not really interested in how Luton go about preparing for games.
Steve, I suppose, really, would you say that potentially this could be a blessing in disguise, what with the weather, what with the game, potential amount of games being called off, that maybe not being in the next round of the trophy might be a blessing in disguise?
No, I don't think so, no, because it's a disappointment. We've got to get over the disappointment and pick ourselves up for the game on Saturday against Tamworth. But no defeat's a blessing in disguise. I know what you're saying, obviously, with the games coming up now thick and fast, but you know, it's a competition that you know, we've failed to go any further in, and that's disappointing for me and all the players.
You offered long-term contracts for Vaughan and for Dimitriou. I suppose really the performance of Mickey Dimitriou, having been called into the England C-side as well, let's, you know, look at the positive sides that you've been able to bring on a young player, and that must give you extreme delight.
Yes, I mean, he's done very well, and same with Lee. It was nice to get the pair of them tied down to a contract here, and you know, it's good news, and we'll be talking to other players as we go on. But the two of them have done very well. I mean, that was Lee's first game back in tonight. Probably a little bit rusty for him, but it's nice to have him back. We've had a few changes tonight, obviously, with people cup tied who we've brought in as well. So there was a few changes within our team tonight. But it's nice to get young lads tied down with you, and hopefully they can keep progressing.